They are rare, but they do exist. You can only call them adventurers. Rudy was one. It was the excitement, the mischief that he lived for, more than the reward. The game, not the prize. Mad as hatters, mark you, and dangerous as sharks. They are not to be judged by the standards of yellow bellies like me. Flashy, don't want anything to do with them. But he knows how their minds work. Because of this, I was wondering furiously how to deal with him. "You can go back to your pretty duchess, too," says he. "Don't want her," says I. "I've had her, anyway." "But there's a fortune in it, men." "I'd rather be alive and poor, thank ye." He stood considering. "You don't trust me, is that it?" "Well," says I, "now that you mention it."
"But that's the point."
He clapped his hands.
"We are the ideal partners. Neither of us trusts the other an inch. But we need each other. It's the only guarantee in any business. You're as big a rascal as I am. We would sell each other tomorrow. But there isn't the need."
Our financiers know all this, of course, but I've often thought that our diplomatists and politicians could have gone to school to Professor Starnberg. I can see him still, arms akimbo, flashing eyes, curly head, brilliant smile, and ready to set fire to an orphan asylum to light his cheroot. I'm a dirty scoundrel, but it has come to me naturally. Rudy made a profession out of it.
"Come on, man, what do you say?"
I caught the note of impatience in his voice. "Careful now," I thought, "or he'll turn vicious." His scheme was unthinkable, but I daren't tell him so. What was the way out, then? I must pretend to go along with him for the moment. Would a chance of escape offer? It was growing on me that the only safe way out, or the least risky, was to find some way of doing what Sapton had wanted. How could I get the drawbridge down? Would I survive the assault that would follow? Aye, but for the moment, pretend.